This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a group of pastors who publicly rebuked an atheist organization for bullying a football coach for praying on the field. These pastors say the atheist group is actually infringing on the coach's free speech. Stay tuned to learn more.
The novelization of the latest Kendrick Brothers movie is the perfect gift this holiday season. Inspired by the words and prayers of a newfound friend, reluctant cross-country coach John Harrison becomes the least likely coach, helping the least likely runner attempt the impossible in the biggest race of the year. When you find your identity in the one who created you, it will change your whole perspective. What do you allow to define you? Stop by overcomernovel.com to buy the book based on the hit movie Overcomer and to unlock exclusive content. That's overcomernovel.com.
An atheist group in Wisconsin is threatening a high school football coach because he prayed on the field. In response, a group of local pastors has taken a stand against the atheist group, saying that it's infringing on the coach's freedom of speech. The atheist group is the Freedom From Religion Foundation, also known as the FFRF. They sent a letter to East Knox High School saying that it was illegal for the school's coaches to participate in student prayers. More specifically, the FFRF complained that football coach Cody Reese participated in these prayers. Their reasoning was that the coach's participation violated the Establishment Clause. But several pastors believe the Free Exercise Clause of the First Amendment protects those coaches' ability to join student-led prayer. Pastor J.C. Church of Victory and Truth Ministries says this about it. "I believe our nation is going through a spiritual awakening. Elections have consequences and the tide is turning. We need to continue appointing judges for the next generation that interpret the Constitution based on the original intent of our founding fathers." End quote. The FFRF told the school district to take action before the next state semifinal game so that the coaches wouldn't form another prayer circle afterward. But Pastor Joe Barron says that faith-based people should not be treated like sub-citizens. You can go to charismanews.com to watch a video of the powerful prayer moment on the field. And tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.